Hemp is a cannabis grown for fiber and seed, but is classified by the Drug Enforcement Agency as a Schedule I controlled substance. The State Department of Agriculture Quality Assurance Division conducted the first of six public hearings statewide on the proposed administrative rules for Hawaii-grown industrial hemp. One interested Honolulu resident, who did not want to be identified by name, asked if the pilot research project was currently on hold.
Given that this program's new, you need the permit from the DEA and from public safety. Without those two, the project can't move forward.
Quality Assurance Division Administrator Jerry Kahana confirmed that the project is awaiting a DEA permit to import hemp seeds. She also says the state is waiting for DEA rules for the inter-island transport of hemp. Her division, she says, will exercise oversight on farming.
We're regulating the production of hemp primarily to ensure that the crop that they are growing does not exceed that 0.3 tetrahydrocannabinol limit that will turn it into marijuana.
There are a number of proposed reporting requirements related to growing and processing the federally controlled substance. Farmers could also be assessed fees. Shelley Choi is a special assistant to the chair of the Department of Agriculture working on the hemp project.
These are draft rules, so nothing's like set in stone yet, but the application cost just to apply to have a permit to grow would be $500. And then if you wanted a license, it would be $250. And then there's a restriction of 10 acres max per license and $2 per acre.
Choi says farmers would also pay for laboratory work, for compliance, sampling and testing, as well as security.
It's cannabis. It looks like something illegal. So if the passerby walks by and, you know, it's just growing out in your yard, you know, that's not going to work really well. So it needs to have some sort of reasonable security for what you're growing.
Administrator Kahana says interest in farming hemp is especially high on Maui with the closure of sugarcane operations there and also on the Big Island's west side around Kona. She says public input will be welcomed.
They might oppose the fees. They might oppose our regulating them, the testing, the sampling. We don't know what they're going to oppose. You know, we have some legislators that are very passionate about industrial hemp, and they see it as a potentially successful agricultural industry.
The Quality Assurance Division will conduct public hearings on the neighbor islands until May 22nd. Schedules are available on the Department of Agriculture website, hdoa.hawaii.gov. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.